question from Varun Chawla Prabhu. When silk involves killing of silkworms, why do devotees use silk? Answer: silk doesn't necessarily have to involve killing of silkworms. In traditional India, the silk would be made in what can today be called as Ahimsa silk ways. Even today we see traces of that still remaining. For example, in certain parts of Assam, there is a type of silk called wild silk. So that is made without any infliction of violence on the silkworms. Similarly, there is another kind of silk called spun silk, in which the larvae that exist inside the cocoon are allowed to go out of the cocoon, and then the threads are made out of it eventually. So the present system of making silk by the killing of the silkworms is something that has been imported from China, and it has been going on for a long time, and that's why it has become sort of mainstream today. But as much as possible, devotees should be sensitive, and if we do a little bit of search, it is always possible to find out means by which we can get Ahimsa silk. Now, silk is considered pure in the sense that it doesn't get unclean very quickly, unclean from the physical perspective. Silk does not absorb colors, and silk does not absorb dirt. And that is why normally when pujaris use a silk chadar or silk uttari, it stays clean for a longer time. And today silk is often valued for its being a pillant cloth, but because of its physically clean property, it is also considered sacred, in the sense that it is suitable for use in sacred situations, in sacred occasions, on the altar, in the yajnas and other such places. So as much as possible, devotees should try to avoid the silk which is made using violent means, and should use Ahimsa silk. This was a traditional Indian art which has been lost, but if adequate number of people become interested in it, then it will be revived, and that is what we should try to do. Thank you.